Welcome to Enlightened Medicine. This is Dr. Valerie Olmsted, naturopathic physician. The show of Enlightened Medicine has come about because of a need that needs to be filled. It's a need that the public has in order to learn what's going on with life and how to get yourself to that state of vibrant, radiant health. So in this first show, I'm going to set the ground rules and let you know what it's all about. And for anyone who is tuning in at any time after that, you can always download this and find out exactly what and who might be on the show. What you hear playing in the background is sound medicine therapy for viral defense, which become quite important in the next few months. And again, I'm Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and the name of the show is Enlightened Medicine. So what's it all about? The show came about because it's important to me to get the truth in healing out to everyone there who is searching for it. There's a lot of things in the United States that have come about and been buried, mostly for economic reasons. This show is about bringing you the truth and allowing you to make the informed decision about what might work for you in your health status and in your life. You know, some people like one thing, some people don't like another thing. You resonate depending upon how your life has been and what you're willing to do. It's an important thing. One of the things I'd like to point out at the very start is that we need to recognize that not everyone wants or needs to be healed. This is an important thing, especially for you budding healers out there who have discovered that, yes, hands-on does work. Not everyone needs to be healed. Sometimes they need to have that illness or injury in order to teach them some very important lessons. And if you take that away from them, it's kind of akin to murder in the spiritual sense, in that you're taking away their chance to grow and to become who they really are supposed to be. So this is not about forcing everybody to heal or telling you you should do this or shouldn't do that. Rather, this show is really about what's out there, what is actually available, what is working, what is documentable, and what can you get your hands on. Admittedly, in certain other countries, you can get your hands on a lot of things you can't get in the United States. So if you're across the world from us, you may have a few things available you might want to tell me about. Just understand the show is about truth. Now, having said that, I do recognize that everyone does not want or need to be healed, and that may be true now, but they may decide at a later time that they do indeed want to pursue these different avenues of healing. So they can download the programs at different times and get into what they think might work. What I'm about is finding the easy and most efficient way to heal. And the other thing I'm about is empowering people to be enlightened in all areas of their lives. So we're not talking about just physical health. We're talking mental health, emotional health, financial health, just general life things. You know, how do you get through the day? How do you go from the mundane 9-to-5 existence of working in an office or working at a gas station or whatever you do and be healthy? How do you go through life being in contact with over 3,000 chemicals per day, with enzyme systems that are doing unknown things in your liver? How do you get through all that? So that's what this show is about. Now let's talk about who I am and what qualifications do I have to do this. Well, first of all, if you have seen the movie with Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal, Analyze That, there's a line in there that you might be thinking about. Who am I is different than who I am. And if you've seen the movie, you're cracking up now. So who am I and what qualifications do I have to do this? I'm a retired registered nurse, and I was a certified emergency nurse. My training was all emergency and critical care. And then I kind of ventured off into home health and home spa hospice. And I've been in the medical field for over 30 years. Most of the time I was working about 80 hours a week, so I guess you could double that. Sounds pretty depressing, actually, to have to work that much. The other things that I have under my belt are I'm a doctor of divinity, and I have a ministry, traveling ministry called Blue Flame Ministries. I got my naturopathic degree first from Clayton School of Natural Healing, and after learning a few of the healing practices and, you know, things that were available out there, botanicals and homeopathy and things, I decided I was pretty good at that. So I decided to go to the in-residence medical training and went to one of the 4 licensed in-residence medical schools for naturopathic medicine in the United States. So I graduated from Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, and I've been in practice, solo practice, as a naturopathic physician for the past 6 years. Now, during that time, I have had several very intense physical things that I have had to go through. I had a poisoning that almost killed me and probably would have killed 99% of the people on the planet. I survived it because of my knowledge of naturopathic medicine and spiritual guidelines, and had the help of a lot of people along the way. And we'll talk about that at some other point. I'm writing a book right now on the dangerous carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm a published author in health and nutrition. I'm currently writing 4 books on spirituality and 3 on health. I just finished a book on health called Choose Your Doctor as If Your Life Depended on It, because it does, which is available through my website. It's not on the website yet, but if you're interested, you can email me. And my email is info@drvalerienmd.com. That's info@drvalerienmd. That's naturopathicmedicaldoctor.com. I am a teacher and speaker. I taught for a little bit at the college, and I've had several speaking engagements, speaking on everything from health matters to spirituality to outdoor survival skills. Pretty much I'll go almost anywhere and talk about anything. I'd even give it a try at quantum physics if I had to. I'm an award-winning artist in stained glass and watercolor. I've been a psychic and healer since childhood. I didn't realize I was a healer when I was young. I'm a truth speaker. And so I'm interested in getting the truth out there in whatever means is necessary. Now, let's talk a little bit about the show setup. What I've determined would be the most helpful to most people out there is to pre-record the first 5 shows. This show is about what it's about. So if you get confused a little bit later on, or you have someone who wants to know what it's about, you can send them back. Basically, the first 5 shows are teaching you the basics of health, seeing as how most people have the suit but not the instructions. So in this first show, it's a tell them what I'm going to tell them show. The second show is going to be on the basics of running the body, so the instructions that go with the body suit. Too many people have no idea how to run their body. There are certain basic laws that if you follow, you will generally have good health and even reverse a lot of so-called terminal or incurable diseases. So it's very important to understand how your body works. So we're going to look a little bit at anatomy and physiology and biochemistry. And just for the record, most naturopathic physicians are primarily biochemists before anything else. And we get very fascinated with the different body processes and the enzyme systems. So we're going to talk about that on the second show and hopefully give you a little clarification as to why you should eat a certain way or exercise a certain way, why your blood type makes a difference, you know, different things like that, how your thinking can affect your body through the limbic system. These are all very easy things to understand once you take it in a little kind of a chronological order. So I'm going to try to make that clear for you. The third show is going to be on the basics of cleansing and detoxification. Because one of the things that I've found throughout the years is that you can put the most expensive vitamins and minerals in your body, but if you have not cleansed and if your detox systems are not up and running, you will not be successful. You'll just have expensive pee, as they say. So in order to help you to get the most bang for your buck, I'm going to go into the cleansing process and what you're looking to do when you're cleansing, into the detoxification process and how it can affect you in a good way and a bad way, depending on your enzyme systems in the liver, and also about different products that are out there and, you know, what to look for, what to look out for, and the basics of what happens when you cleanse. A lot of people are not aware that there's a certain sequela that happens with cleansing. If you think you're going to go into it and everything's going to be wonderful and beautiful and you're not going to have any problems, you might be quite dismayed because there are certain things that have to happen as the body cleanses, kind of like house cleaning. So we'll go into that on the third show. On the fourth show, we'll be talking about the basics of nutrition. And I'm going to go into one of my specialties, which is blood type science, and go into the biochemistry behind things and again, anatomy and physiology of what happens to you when you eat. And I realize that if you're poor or if you're uneducated, this may seem like a lot of gobbledygook, but please bear with me and understand that as you gain a better understanding of how your body works, you will automatically become healthier and choose the proper foods to fuel your body. I've always said it's kind of like we're trying to put diesel into a gasoline engine. You know, it might run a little bit, but not for very long, and then you're going to have some problems. So it's very important that you understand nutrition and understand what's out there. And a lot of that I'm going to be addressing people in the Western civilization, the so-called industrialized nations, primarily because we've gotten on a bad track with the way that we eat. As I've seen in villages when I've traveled around in different parts of South America, they kind of tend to eat a lot better than we do up in the United States. So we'll be addressing those things. Then we're going to go on the fifth show onto the basics of digestion and assimilation. And if I just started Greek, let me give you a little Greek lesson. Digestion is when you put the food in your mouth and you start the process of breaking it down. So there are different enzymes that you produce along the way to help break the food down. You chew things and bite things and grind them up. Well, hopefully you grind them up and don't just gulp them. But you're doing that in order to expose more surface of the food to allow the enzymes in your system to start working on it and breaking it down. But that's only one part of it. That's mechanical. The next thing that happens is assimilation. So as you digest this food, it has to go into your body. It must go in, or you've just wasted your food and your time, and it can be very painful if it's not going to go in. So we're going to talk about that and hopefully make some sense of it for you so you understand where healers are coming from when they tell you, oh, yeah, you have to eat this way. Oh, you have to eat that way. Oh, you got to chew your food. If you've seen The Road to Wellville, the movie about Kellogg, they have a little song in there about chewing your food. You might get a kick out of that. The subsequent shows, some will be pre-recorded. Most of them are going to be live. My aim is to bring guests to you who will tell you about their area of expertise. And, you know, you may be able to call in or not, depending. Some of these people are extremely busy, and so we'll have to pre-record the show, but then you can call and ask me questions. We will do things three different ways. We can have a live call-in, we can do instant messenger, or you can email me questions, and I'll answer your questions, or I'll just email you back. Now, I will not be giving medical advice. If you want medical advice, you need to go to a doctor and sign all the paperwork and put your money down and take your chances, as they say. But basically, this show will be general information, general knowledge, particular knowledge in some areas of specialty with whatever guest is on, but I will not be giving you personal medical advice. I might give you a few hints on which different direction to look for things. If you want to do any kind of a consult, then you need to get on my website, and I do consults via the website or via phone also, but that's an actual consult. On the topics, this is going to be a lot of fun, I think. The topics are going to be anything and everything to do with health on all levels, and I'm pretty excited about it. So I hope you listeners are excited too. I'm looking to bring the most interesting people to you who have proven what they have believed. They've had a theory to start out with, they've experimented, they've proven it, it's verifiable, and they've got something that can be repeated by you. Those are the type of people I'm looking for, not someone that has a harebrained scheme. And we're looking for people who are scientists at heart, who are really bringing forth the truth. And a lot of what's happening now is quantum physics is now proving all of these things that we've known for millennia. So all the old wives' tales and things that that people said, oh, you know, that doesn't really work. Well, now we can say, yeah, you know what? A lot of this stuff does work. It works because there's quantum physics involved, and here's how it works. So that'll be kind of interesting, I think, especially with some of the people that I'm going to have on talking about quantum physics and how you can apply it in your daily life. And no, you do not have to have a college degree in quantum physics. The other things we'll be talking about are physical, mental, and emotional health. And this is particularly important given the things that have been going on in the world between the earthquakes and the tsunamis and the hurricanes and the utter despair of so many people. How do you maintain your balance in a world like that? So I'll have guests on who are experts in doing that. One of them is a friend of mine who came up with a concept called holographic memory resolution, and he has gone all over the world helping people in major disaster areas, and it's a trauma relief therapy. Another one is a man who has gone around the world with holodynamics, applying quantum physics to an easy system for you to be able to apply it in your life and heal yourself, not only mentally and emotionally, but also physically, and to change things in your life to make your life better. So those are two pretty interesting guys that have some very easy techniques that you can learn, and I'll be asking them to demonstrate these techniques live, as well as to allow a downloadable technique or two so that people can tune in and get that and practice it in their lives. We're going to talk about finances also, and the finances from the healing part. How do you operate in a third dimensional world? How do you operate in this modern society, or even in the third world countries? How do you get around through the day? How do you feed yourself and clothe yourself and manage to have a roof over your head? And how do you have the things that the television tells you you should have to be happy? How does that all happen? And what happens if you come from a poor background and you haven't been given opportunities or skills or any of that? We're going to go into using quantum physics to change things in your life so that you can get what you want out of life. And all of this is aimed at enlightening and empowering you. This is all about having you step up, take responsibility for your life, and go out into the world to do your mission, whatever you came to Earth to do. Let's get out there. Let's remove the obstacles and, you know, certainly learn from the obstacles and the challenges. But basically, let's get out there. Let's kick butt, people, and let's become who we really are in truth. So that's an important topic, and I'll have experts in the financial field, people who have gone from nothing to billionaires, and they'll be telling you their message about how they did it and what it takes. We're going to talk to Dr. Masaru Emoto about messages from water and what has happened throughout the world as he's traveled through and had people pray over dams where the water was really dirty and horrible, about the difference that saying certain words makes to your foods and to the water that you drink. And people, we are 70% or more water in our bodies. So when you start thinking about that, and you start thinking about homeopathy and holodynamics and quantum physics and the power of words, what happens if you continually tell someone that they're horrible, they're a bad person, they'll never be anything? What happens then? If you've had that happen to you, how do you feel right now hearing that? How does it feel to have had that spoken to you throughout your lifetime? I'm betting it makes you feel pretty sad because you know it's not the truth. Now, there's a part of you that thinks it's the truth because you've had it repeated to you so many times, but that really isn't the truth. The truth is that you have an important mission on Earth. We all do. We all have a gift to bring, and we're all here to help each other. So one of the ways to do that is to start speaking the good words to yourself and to your water and to your food. And I have a technique that I've developed that is an extremely powerful blessing over your food, and it will change your life. So there's a lot of us who are working at this and bringing through all of the things that we need to be the complete, fulfilled, actualized human being that we really are. So don't think that just because you're poor or uneducated, you can't get there. The truth is, you can, and you were meant to be. You were meant to be in your fullness. We'll be talking with Dr. Vernon Wolf, about holodynamics and how that can change your life. And he's pretty interesting. He was in Russia for 10 years working on stopping the Cold War. And he said all of the systems have had to be changed in order to make that happen. So he's going to talk about his story and about how simple the technique is to change everything within your body, mind, and spirit, thereby changing your life. We're going to talk about quantum physics from a lot of different angles. Dr. Fred Bell is on a show on this network, and he's an amazing guy. Physicist at the age of 14, worked on nuclear projects, worked on HARP, has machines and different devices that he has proven allow you to go into different dimensions. Amazing stuff. So we're going to be talking to some fascinating people in the quantum physics area with the newest information of quantum physics and instructions on how to make it help you. We're going to be talking to people who are experts on the environment, and the environmental medicine doc down at my school, Dr. Walter Crinion, is one of the greatest guys to talk to about enzyme systems in the liver and how it affects our lives and the different diseases that we come up with. So we'll be talking to him at some point, as well as to lots of naturopathic physicians who are in different areas of research and different areas of healing cancers and things like that. We're going to talk to integrative medicine docs. And I'll tell you right now that my focus on the planet as far as medicine goes is that it must be integrative. There are times when you need allopathic medicine or medicine from MDs, that you need osteopathic medicine or medicine from doctors of osteopathy, and times that you need oriental medical doctors, and times that you need naturopathic doctors, and homeopathic doctors, and chiropractic doctors. There's a time and a place for all of this medicine. If you understand that, and if you go into whatever you're trying to heal with that kind of an attitude, and open yourself up to the possibilities and to how each system would work with your body, mind, and spirit, then you're going to have success with your healing. So we'll be talking with a lot of different physicians on this and where we think medicine is going. And I think we're going to see a big change in the next 10 years. I'm hoping so anyway. We're also going to talk to people who are experts in sound medicine. You're listening to one in the background. How using the tone of your voice or the tone off of a computer program that's been specifically engineered for that, how all of those things can make a change in your life for the better. Of course, it's kind of like vitamins, you know. You can have a cabinet full of vitamins, but if you don't actually open up the door and take them out and swallow them, they don't work. I found that to be kind of true. Now, maybe quantum physics has another way to do it, but I have so many patients who tell me, well, I have all these vitamins, and the first thing I ask is, okay, do you just open up the cupboard and look at them, or do you actually take them out and swallow them? And then they have to laugh and admit that they don't do that. So everything has to be used in order to be something that's going to work. So we're going to talk to different people about sound medicine, about how listening to a CD once every 5 days can protect your immune system, can build your immune system. Now, how easy is that? You just throw one of these CDs on in the background and just kind of walk around and do your daily stuff. So that's one thing. There are crystal bowls. There's a Moldavite crystal bowl. I'll have the lady who sells those and does the recordings and the research with it. She'll be on. There will be people who are using music. And Dr. Emoto has found that some of the classical music kind of forms a certain set of crystals in the water. And this is an interesting thing. How are you going to go about healing yourself if you don't know this? So we're going to be talking about a lot of different areas of sound medicine, and we'll be bringing quantum physics into that also. Because when you get into quantum physics, they tell you everything is frequency. So if we are all frequency, if these bodies are frequency, if the way that we perceive the world is frequency, if the way that we heal is frequency, then it becomes easier. So, this is going to be fun, people, and I'm looking forward to bringing all this information to you. We're also going to be talking with healers of the shamanic and native traditional medicines. And there are many, many different types out there. The thing that I have found, for instance, in soul retrieval, is that no matter where you go throughout the world, the shaman who practices soul retrieval does it basically the same way. So now, how did that happen? Think about that for a minute. You have a shaman in Siberia. You have a shaman in Peru. You have a shaman down in the Amazon jungles. You have a shaman in the Eskimo tribes. You have a shaman somewhere in Middle America. How did these come up with the same exact method of doing this? Why do they all drum the same way? Why do they have the same steps in the way that they go in and retrieve a soul piece? Why do they have the same requirement for community to welcome that soul piece back? What kinds of diseases do they agree happen because of soul pieces that have flown off? So I find that fascinating, and I'm hoping that you do too. I'm betting that you do, or you wouldn't be tuning in. So we're going to talk about so many different things. This is why it's called enlightened medicine. Enlightened medicine requires that you open your mind, that you open your heart, and you become connected to the truth of who you are. So we're going to have different little things happening. We'll have meditations that you can download. We'll have people that you can call and ask questions of. it's not a lonely hearts line by any means. This is going to be all solution oriented. If you have any problems that you want to discuss, you can email me or you can get a consult with me. I should give you my URL again. That's info, I-N-F-O, at Dr. Valerie, N-M-D. That's D-R-V-A-L-E-R-I-E-N-M-D. That stands for naturopathicmedicaldoctor.com. When you send me an email, I do answer my own emails. I will respond as soon as I can. And I may be able to help you find a physician that would help you or give you an idea of which direction to go. Anything other than that, you'll have to get a consult. If you have someone that you think would be good to be interviewed, someone who has verifiable results, please do email me, and I'll talk to them and see about getting them on, getting the information out. All in all, we have some fascinating people out there who are willing to help. And the thing that impresses me is that they are all connected heart to heart. And we have so many different means of accomplishing what we need to be happy and healthy. I'm hoping that you as listeners will take this all to heart and will really be happy with what you're being presented with and help other people. This is not about getting information and holding it to yourself. This is about getting the information, using it to become your full self, and helping as many people as you can. Doing that, we can change not only ourselves and our societies, but also the planet. This is all about healing on all levels of our being. And one of the standard things as a healer, one of the first things that anyone learns, is that no one is healed alone. And you do not exist alone. You may think you do at times. But the truth is that we are all connected. And yeah, I know that you don't want to be connected to some people. There are some people that we'd rather ignore. But the fact is we are all connected and we can all make a huge difference. So this show is aimed at that. And please, if you have any questions or comments, do contact me and I'll do the best I can to help you to find what you need and to bring interesting people in who can help other people. So for the first show, let me go back to what we're going to do next week. For the first show, that's the second show, we're going to have the basics of running the body. What does that entail? Well, if you're in the United States and you remember the program, gosh, I guess it was back in the 80s, The Greatest American Hero, the premise of the show was that they find a suit that the aliens have dropped. And one guy gets in the suit and finds out that he has superpowers when he's in the suit. The problem is that when the helicopter set down, they lost the instructions. So they have no idea how to operate the suit. And I have likened that to how we are with the human body. We've got it. We're running around in it. We have no clue how to operate it. And we are oftentimes surprised at what happens. And how many of us started out when we were youngsters and we bounced off of things and, you know, how many fell out of trees and didn't get hurt other than a few bruises? You know, and we bounce up and we go and we do things and life is fun and we have plenty of energy. And then we get into our 20s and we might still have plenty of energy, but it's not quite the same. We start to notice the bumps and the bruises more and, you know, maybe a little stiffness when we get up in the morning. But we continue to do things that we consider to be fun. You get into your 30s, it starts to feel a little bit harder to get up in the morning. 40s, it's even harder. You start to notice more joint aches and pains. And, you know, maybe you have the start of some kind of an illness like diabetes or hypertension, or you have migraine headaches. Yeah, you start to notice a few things. Maybe you start going to the chiropractor because you notice that the bones are just not comfortable anymore. You get into your 50s and you think, oh my gosh, what has happened to my body? I used to be so strong. And you think back, you think about your glory days. And oh yeah, I could do this and I could do that. I could run for 3 miles without even getting out of breath. I could climb a mountain 10 miles straight up, no problem. And now I can't get out of the easy chair. There's a lot of reasons for that. So we're going to go into those reasons and we're going to go into what you can do to reverse this type of a thing that's happening to you. And yes, you can reverse it most times. Sometimes you're at the point of no return. You know, if you're in a terminal disease and you're up to the last minute, well, it may be just time to say goodbye to this lifetime. But maybe not. there are miracles that happen all the time. With this show, I hope to show you that a lot of those miracles can be caused by the application of the proper instructions to your body. And I'm here to tell you, I'm a person who has lived through things that would have killed most people, not just once, but several times. And I've lived through them because I know something that a lot of people don't know. I know that there's another way to heal the body. There's many other ways. I know that it requires a concerted effort upon our parts to do that. I know when to go out and find the people that are going to help me. And possibly what I should do at this point is explain a little bit to you about the different types of doctors that are out there. Now, I'm talking basically what we see in the United States. You may have traditional healers that are quite different in other countries. So, for instance, the Aboriginal healers down in Australia, the curanderos in Mexico, and throughout Central and South America, plain old witch doctors, you know, in other places, the African healers, the Siberian shaman. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different healers out here. But for the purposes of general Western civilization, let's talk a little bit about what's out there. An MD is considered a conventional doctor and stands for medical doctor, and they practice allopathic medicine, which has to do with drugs and surgery. And that's pretty much all they have in their bag of tricks. Although some of them, if they want to practice any kind of holistic medicine, go and get their license for homeopathy. So you'll see an MD with an H behind it in parentheses. That means that they are licensed to practice homeopathy also. That gives them a little bit more leeway as far as holistic things that they can do. But basically, it's a type of medicine that's centered on disease and on alleviating symptoms. So they use pharmaceutical drugs for that. Sometimes they work well, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they cause a lot of other problems. So they're more aimed at the symptom relief, though, and then they do major surgery also. Sometimes you need surgery. And I'm here to tell you that if you have a broken bone, you should go to the emergency room and have them set it for you, okay? Or go to an orthopedic surgeon. You go to someone who is going to be the best at what you need. And so you have to use some common sense with health. Then we go into DOs. Those are doctors of osteopathy. And they have become aligned with the MD. So most of the time in the hospital, all you see is an MD or a DO. And what they do, they have drugs, surgery, and manipulation as part of their bags of tricks. The manipulation concerns some very gentle movements of the bones, and they can go a little bit farther. It's not a chiropractic adjustment. It's different. It's much gentler, much more subtle. You'll see them doing cranial sacral therapy a lot of times, too. They have a little bit more nutritional training than the MDs do. MDs are not known for their nutritional instruction. Then you go to a chiropractor, a DC, doctor of chiropractic. They basically are involved with treating the spine, and it has to do with alignment of the spine. They usually have a lot of nutritional background, and they believe in the health of the spine and keeping everything moving. So it's a movement-based thing. Basically, move it or lose it. So think of it that way. There are a lot of times when a chiropractor can help you to get rid of seemingly impossible these things, and just by simple manipulation of the spine. So that's very valuable too, and I've used a chiropractor for many years myself, and I've been in some pretty intense accidents and stuff. So, you know, you can get frozen if you don't take care of the body, if you don't allow it to move and break up deposits and things like that. So a chiropractor is valuable too. Then you have an OMD, that's Oriental Medical Doctor. That is someone who's trained usually in Chinese traditional medicine, usually surgical techniques also, and then the herbal Chinese medicine. And they will normally use acupuncture in a combination of Chinese herbs. And how much surgery or manipulation they use kind of depends on what part of the country they're in, what they're allowed to do, as well as whether they're practicing in one of the Asian countries. So they are very valuable, too, because they understand the energetic system of the body. And the herbs that they use are based at keeping the energy flowing and relieving pain by moving the chi. The acupuncture needles do the same thing. And normally they will use both of them together. Then you have an NMD or an ND. That's naturopathic medical doctor or naturopathic doctor. That's what I am. What we do is we look at all of the systems of medicine that are available And we believe in integrating as much as possible, but from a very gentle standpoint. We want to help the body in non-invasive ways, if at all possible. So our first choice is usually not surgery unless it's obviously a surgical need. Let me give you a for instance. I've had a couple of people that came in, and during the exam I noticed they had strange-looking black spots on the skin. And I said, you need to get that biopsied. And they saw, well, you know, I've had this for 6 months. I say, you need to go get it biopsied right now. They go in, they find out it's malignant melanoma. If they had continued to ignore it, it would have spread, and they most likely would have died. That's a case where, yes, you want to take it out right now, but then that's not the end of it. You want to come back to someone who practices natural medicine and remove the cause for that to happen. And no, it is not the sun that causes that. It's rather the conditions within your body that allowed you to develop a cancer that didn't get stopped because you've turned off the systems of the body that stop these things. So can you kind of see how it's important to know the biochemistry and anatomy and physiology a little bit? And I'm not going to get really deep into that stuff when I talk about that on the program. It's mainly just a kind of a layman's version of what's happening in the body so you get a better idea. It's important to me that you understand how to take care of this incredible machine that our spirits live in. So when you go to a naturopathic physician, you will find that we all have our preference of how we're going to treat someone, and we have so many different types of medicine available to us that we may choose just one thing. I know naturopaths that do just acupuncture and oriental herbs because that's all they want to do. I know other ones that do every cancer treatment that comes along that's natural, or other ones that do just blood type science, other ones that do just herbal things. I tend to be more of a shotgun therapist myself. I tend to like everything that I know is going to work because I find it's the synergism of those things and the concentration and intent of the patient that allows these things to work. But that's my experience. And there are plenty of other doctors out there that have different experiences and have great success with just one thing. I went to school with quite a few people who became more homeopathically oriented. That is their love, and so that's what they tend to do. My background is more varied, so I tend to bring everything together. So you're going to hear from a lot of different people on my show. You're going to hear some pretty outrageous things. Now, I'm just asking that you keep your mind open, because if you don't keep your mind open, then you don't have a chance. And the other thing that I want you to understand is it's completely your responsibility what happens to your body. And it is completely your responsibility how you take care of yourself throughout your life. It is completely your responsibility who you allow to treat you. So let's get the responsibility back to where it goes. Now, my parents' generation thought that MDs were God. And so they have a tendency to take whatever pill they're given, do whatever surgery they're told to take. And the main thing is they just want to be given a pill, and they don't want to bother with taking care of themselves. That can be very detrimental. In fact, it can kill you. So it's very important to be informed and to make the decisions. If you're not sure, if you're going through a tremendous health crisis right now and you don't know what to do about it, then find someone that can help to advise you. And if, for any reason, you have to go to a hospital, make sure that you have someone who will act as your advocate to help you, to bring you through these things, to watch out for you. You don't need to have the added stress of worrying something's going to happen to you. And I'm not going to repeat all the horror stories that happen, because accidents can happen anytime, any place, to anybody. So just be informed, be smart, and be responsible for your own life. Then find out what you can. So we're going to have a lot of different people on the show talking about lots of different areas of healing. And there's many out there, and there's more coming up all the time. It's getting harder and harder for governments to repress the truth about healing because there's so many of us, and so many of us thirst for the knowledge of how to do this. So we are going to be really bringing that forth on this show, and I'm going to be concentrating a lot on the quantum physics of healing because now we've got proof. Now we know that when we apply this correctly, it works. So, my question to you is, would you like to have something available to you that you actually know is verifiable, that you know that it's worked on a lot of other people, or maybe it's worked on every single person out there, how would that feel? We'd feel a lot better inside about the state of your health. Would you worry less as you go through life? Would you take better care of your body? You know, I'm reminded of my 86-year-old mother, who has now adopted the saying, if I had known that I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. So if you're one of those, or if you're in your 50s, guys, it's kind of time to start taking care of yourself. And that entails a lot. And it should be the most important thing that you take care of yourself first. Because how are you going to help anybody else if you don't take care of you? And in some cases, I've seen healers that are dying because they run off and they go to help everybody else and they don't take care of themselves. So we have a lot of what we call wounded healers. And I'm working on a few of them right now. The problem happened because they cared so much about everyone else that they didn't take the time to rest. They didn't take the time to recharge. They did not take the time to fuel themselves correctly. And I've been guilty of that myself. They didn't take the time to rest. So what I'm saying is everyone needs to take responsibility. And maybe the healers need to take more responsibility than the general populace, because we know better. So healers out there, please take care of yourselves. Listeners, if you know someone who needs this particular knowledge, you can tune in. The show will be on Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time. Or you can get on the archives and download the show. Get the information that you need and start putting it into practice to help yourself. Now, there is a caveat with all that, or a disclaimer, as they say, and that is that this is not to be taken as medical advice. You should see a physician for any medical problems that you may have. And certainly, before you put any of this stuff into practice, make sure it's right for you. You know, I'm not into victimhood, okay? So there are no victims, there are only volunteers. And I would prefer that you volunteer to be healthy rather than to be dumb and not take care of yourself and put it in somebody else's hands. So, having said that, I am wishing the best of health to all of you, and I'm hoping that this show will help to enlighten you and empower you to take the best care of yourself and to help other people around you. And as I said before, if you know someone who's an incredible healer or has some kind of incredible healing technique or is just a great person in medicine, please email me, info@drvalerienmd.com, so that I can get a hold of them and start interviewing them and get some of this incredible information onto a program that can be downloaded so that people can benefit from this. It's time to wake up, people. And that's another thing this show is about. Wake up. Take responsibility for your life. There is more to life than that 8-to-5 job and television and beer. Now, I know that may seem impossible to some of you at this point, but there really is more to life than that. And it's our responsibility to pull ourselves into a state of health, to pull ourselves into a state of happiness and balance. And by the way, that's what it's all about. It's all balance. We're going to have people on also teaching different techniques to help you to achieve mental and emotional balance. There are too many people out there that are having a hard time coping with life. So we'll have people on the show that will help you to start to understand that and to be able to implement these things in your life. And we'll tell you when somebody might have had a problem with some technique. I went to a workshop a few weeks ago, and I went because it was a particular type of meditation that was very difficult, and reading about it, I just wasn't getting it. And I had the sense, the intuitive sense, that it could be a really bad thing to do this improperly. So I went to the workshop, and there was a woman there who had done it improperly for 10 years. And shortly after starting the improper use of the meditation, she became paralyzed. Then she had everything go wrong in her life. Couldn't keep a place to live, had a young baby to take care of, car broke down, sitting on the side of the road with a young baby, no money, no food, broken down car. Her whole life was in a shambles. So she finally came to the workshop and said, oh my gosh, I've been doing this wrong for 10 years. and my mouth dropped open. I said, oh man, I knew I had to take this workshop, and I knew not to do that particular meditation without knowing exactly what I was doing. So there are caveats or warnings with some of these things, and I'll be making sure that you understand what the warnings are with each thing that we're going to do. Now, obviously, I can't cover every little thing, but I'm going to do my best to make sure that you're really well informed and that you really understand what you're getting yourself in for and how it might or might not help you. Everything that's out there is not for every person. So I'm hoping to bring clarity to your life in this respect and hoping to give you some common sense. And naturopathic medicine is that. It's common sense medicine. And some of the things that may sound outlandish actually work quite powerfully once you understand the physics behind it, why it works, how your mind and your emotions can affect things. So we'll be talking about a lot of that. I hope that this is something that you're really interested in. I hope you're excited about it. I'm very excited about this show for a number of reasons. One is that I get to talk to some fascinating people. And the second reason is the more truth in medicine and the more love and compassion that we can get out there, the better all of our lives are going to be. So, to that end, please practice love and compassion in your life. Set your boundaries well. Take care of yourself. Become enlightened and empowered in your own life. Think about what your mission is. Are you doing your mission? Are you bringing your gift to the world? Or are you sitting at home behind closed doors, keeping your gift to yourself? What did you come to do? What does full empowerment look like for you? What does it look like for the rest of the world? And then the next thing I have to say is get to it. What's keeping you? Wake up. Let's go. Let's get to it. Let's do the best we can to bring about the fullness of each person, to bring about health and beauty and happiness and love and enlightenment and empowerment. Let's raise ourselves up to the highest potential. Let's become more than what we thought we were. And again, this is Enlightened Medicine with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, naturopathic physician. I hope that you've enjoyed this first part, and I hope it's piqued your interest. And I'm really hoping that you're going to listen in. And if you have any suggestions, please let me know. And until next week, practice health. Practice truth and blessings.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program and wish you much peace and joy on your journey.